Your editorial in the latest issue of High Country News is titled, "Some State Legislators Prefer Fantasy to Fact." Thanks for speaking to Katie and Kay.
Sure, my pleasure.
What got you going on this article?
It's that in Colorado, we have a number of state senators who deny climate science. What the thesis of my piece is that Colorado has these incredible research and educational institutions. They include CU, DU, the National Center for Atmospheric Research, the National Renewable Energy Lab. And one would think that a policymaker would say, hey, we have these great institutions. I'm going to check with them on what the facts of the science are, and then I'm going to use those facts to make public policy. But they aren't doing that. They're actually, in a sense, dissing our great state institutions by denying the science. This is a terrible way to make public policy. Effectively, what these guys are doing, and we should name names, this is Senator Kevin Lundberg of Colorado, Senator John Cook, Senator Bill Cadman, and even a local, Bob Rankin. These guys are making public policy basically on the opinion of, say, your neighbor across the fence, who says, I don't think it's a big deal. But is that how these guys are also approaching things like economics and healthcare? It doesn't make sense, and it's kind of worrisome.
When you look at the science, there's just no scientific case to be made for denying the human impact on climate change.
No, you know, the test for someone who wants to get in an argument with you is to say, okay, show me peer-reviewed science that argues against the case that climate change is happening and is human-caused. And then they go away and they don't come back because it doesn't exist. So it's just not possible to get science that backs a counter position. And look, the path forward is so straightforward and sensible now. New wind energy is cheaper than coal. More jobs are coming out of renewables than out of fossil fuel industry. That this isn't even and shouldn't even be a controversial issue. So the question that comes up is twofold. One, do these guys really believe this, or are they just playing politics? And there's a lot of evidence to suggest that they're just playing politics because there's so much dark money from the fossil fuel industry in politics that it's very hard to be a politician on the right and stay elected without being a climate denier. So that's that interesting point. And then another is that there has been so much fossil fuel money funding disinformation on climate, and the disinformation is so pervasive, even though the scientific community is certain on this, that it's also possible that these lawmakers actually believe the denial, which is maybe more alarming.
You also write that lawmaking based on ideology is damaging in material ways. What do you mean?
As an example, I work at Aspen Skiing Company. We represent one of the biggest industries in Colorado, 45,000 employees and billions of dollars in state revenue. In many mountain towns, we are the whole economy. And to have legislators essentially ignoring a threat to that whole economy makes no sense. And it's hugely problematic just from a responsibility standpoint.
And then also the legislators voted to defund the State Department of Health and Environment so that it can't issue air quality permits or perform inspections, really?
Right. This was an effort to halt regulation, an anti-regulation approach. But what it did is it hammered businesses trying to obey the law. Many businesses create emissions and they need to get a permit. If they can't get a permit, they're in violation. So if you defund the Department of Health, your good businesses can't operate. No business can operate. So one of the points of this essay was that there's no political cost for many of these legislators making outrageous statements. If a lawmaker said that the moon was made of green cheese, they would be called out, made fun of, criticized, and fact-checked by the public and the media. But it's almost like it's totally okay to make absolutely outrageous statements about climate that aren't backed at all by science, and nobody calls them out, and there's no political cost. So part of my goal in writing this article was to create that political cost. The more people that do that, the less these guys will be able to do absurd things like they're doing.
Well, Aspen Ski Co. is outspoken in defense of the science behind climate change and doing pretty interesting projects like the methane recapture at the abandoned coal facility outside of Paonia. Can you talk about some of the other organizations in the state that that are trying to also bring this conversation back to the forefront?
Well, you know, there are many unusual suspects who care about this issue and who are part of the fix. And that includes Vail Resorts, which is very quiet about their work, but they signed on to a statement supporting Obama's deal in Paris. And then you have, you know, the governor, who has been active on regulating methane emissions from gas drilling operations, which is something he did in partnership with the gas companies. The gas companies didn't go kicking and screaming into it. It's helpful because it reduces leakage of their own product. Yeah, it's a regulatory burden, but methane is a super potent greenhouse gas, and it makes sense to regulate it. Hey, look, yeah, it's not perfect for business to be regulated heavily. It's a burden. But on the other hand, there are lots of benefits, co-benefits to society to doing this. And if the business can still make a profit and move forward, this isn't a partisan challenge. It's a bipartisan issue.
Auden Schindler is Vice President of Sustainability for the Aspen Skiing Company and Board Chair of Protect Our Winters. Thanks so much for speaking to Katie and Kay.
Thanks for having me.